Hello, I'm Philip Lawrence Carter, known to some as the Paisley Print Author, known to others as numerous names I don't think I'm able to say on a podcast. This is a poem that is actually genuinely serious for once. It's about leaving someone because, as a poet, I don't like love poetry. But you know what? It's quite fun to talk about breaking up using cosmic metaphors. So that's what this one is. This is called Leaving. And it's from my poetry collection, False Vacuum, which you can pre-order now on Amazon by simply searching False Vacuum. It's on Amazon because I make the most money on Amazon. That's it. That's the only reason. I'd be somewhere else if I'd make more money elsewhere. So, yeah. I know a few of you know my feelings about mega corporations selling people's poetry. But, yeah. I need money for sandwiches. I like big sandwiches. I like big sandwiches and I cannot lie. It's something I can't deny when a girl walks in with a large sandwich. Anyway, I should probably just read the poem, shouldn't I? Okay, this is Leaving. It's about breaking up with people. I've introduced it for long enough already. Perhaps not as long as most people do. And here it is. When I left, I folded you neatly into pockets and notebooks, folders, subfolders, and you didn't like that, but what else could I do? In the real world, it was unmanageable, like living with a garden in your house. And we never had space. There was never any space at all. Your petals barely fit through the front door, and I never had time. Your stories were always too long, and I was always tired. You always had so much to do, and I was always distant. But in my defence, you lose the full picture if you orbit too close. So I rearranged my memories and priorities. And just as you shrunk out of sight, some heavenly body disappearing, I turned my telescopes away and finally looked inward and finally found room for you somewhere, some hollow shrine in the core of my planet. So yeah, that's about breaking up with someone and then finally feeling like you have room for them in your life. But they're gone. They're gone forever. Isn't that cheerful? Isn't that everything you've ever wanted out of a poem? This is the kind of poetry that would make you want to take a bath with a toaster. Or perhaps someone very attractive who is holding a toaster. Yeah. So I've been Philip Lawrence Carter. You've been whoever the hell you are. And I'll catch you on the next one.